You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Welcome back to the third and final hour of tonight's live broadcast. I'm your host, James Edwards. It is Saturday evening, August 2nd, as we broadcast to you from our flagship AM radio station here in Memphis, Tennessee, and going out to the AM-FM affiliates in select markets across the country. And folks, we have a treat for you tonight, truly, this third hour.
Goofed it once again, and I'm trying to back out of my car and go to my other job. But on the other line, we have a radio legend. He started as a tin knocker in the HVAC industry, and then worked for WAAF in Boston, WBAB in Long Island, WNEW in New York, and Sirius XM on Starlight Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, the political cesspool, and your story is proud to introduce the one, the only, Anthony Cumia. How you doing, sir?
Thank you, sir. I'm glad you added in that tin knocker thing. I think that gave me a little sense of reality, actually having a job at some point in my life and not just making what they call dick jokes. Thanks.
Right. Well, here at the political cesspool, we're all a bunch of hardworking stiffs. Yours truly is on his way to his other job, but anyways, thank you for taking your time out of your busy evening.
And Scoop, I believe I'm back with us now. We were celebrating all of the great refurbishments that our studio implemented last Saturday night when we played the best of broadcast. But of course, my mic would go out in the introduction of Anthony Cumia. But Anthony, it's great to have you here. And now that we're all at full strength again, I know that Monday is a very big day for you, right?
Yes, it's the launch of the Anthony Cumia Show, starting at 4 p.m., 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time on AnthonyCumia.com. I'm really psyched about it. It's finally an opportunity for me to say whatever I want to say without any interruption by management, bosses, the FCC, political groups. I could literally say whatever I want to say, and I love the idea of that.
Well, barring any profanities on our still FCC-regulated airwaves tonight, what will you possibly talk about that you haven't talked about before? What is it about this podcast that's going to make it different from some of your other incarnations in radio?
Well, obviously, I know we're on FCC-regulated radio, and I would never say anything inappropriate. So you don't have to worry about that. I was on regular radio for quite a while, so I do know.
Oh, I know. I know all about it. Sure.
I do know those FCC rules, so I'll keep it clean. But what you can expect that I wasn't getting on terrestrial radio or even satellite radio, the ability to address subject matter. It's not even those seven dirty words that George Carlin brought up. It's not an FCC problem that I would have to curtail language. It's ideology now. You're not allowed to talk about certain subject matter in this day and age without being chastised at the very least, and at the very most, lose your job or reputation. So
I think I know.
I'm sorry. Yes?
No, I was just saying, I think I know what you're talking about, because we've done this for the last 10 years, talk about what, I hate to use mainstream or establishment when identifying these creeps, but that they wouldn't want you to talk about. An honest conversation, I think, is something that adults should be able to have no matter where you fall, ideologically speaking, but that is not the case here, and we're seeing a vice grip come around the freedom of speech. So if you could, but, you know, by all means, give us a little preview about some of the topics you're referring to.
Well, obviously, I'm going to address a lot of racial issues because that seems to be the thing in this day and age that we are not allowed to talk about. A lot of liberals talk about let's have an open, honest dialogue on race. That's what's going to be able to solve these problems that we have in the communities and whatnot. But they do not want that. They don't want open and honest dialogue. They want you to agree with them. They want the continued victimization and excuses that go out. The second you literally bring up the real problems that are happening in this country as far as certain communities go, you're chastised. You're given that scarlet letter, which is now R, racist.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
And there's no way to discuss this as a white, especially male American, without being called a racist. And that's what I want to discuss. I want to discuss a lot of subject matter that's very sensitive on my show. I think we're at the point now where you can't even talk about it, regardless of what you say. You can't even address certain sensitive racial, sexual, what people consider misogynistic subject matter without being thrown out of your job or having your reputation tainted. This is the world we're living in now. There has to be a turnaround. We have to stop chastising people and throwing people out of their jobs for their ideas and opinions on subject matter that is happening in this day and age. I don't understand why we can't just talk about it.
Mr. Kumia, I want to tell you that if I ever get the chance to meet you, I'd be honored to shake your hand after hearing what you just said. I've been doing this
show, sir,
which certainly doesn't have the reach that you've had in the past and probably will have with your future program, but we've been building for 10 years talking about almost what you just mentioned exclusively. For 10 years, we've done it. I've suffered all the arrows. I had a short-lived stint on CNN, and then CNN wouldn't let me back on anymore. But we've been talking about this and trying to have a dialogue for 10 years. And, you know, sometimes, despite the growth of the audience and that so many people, you know, email us and write us letters each week saying, yes, 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 this is what I believe. I've been waiting for something like this. You still feel as though you're a voice in the wilderness. So to hear a mega, and I'm not trying to blow smoke at you, but a mega celebrity such as yourself,
yes,
you know, say that you're willing to be honest is almost revolutionary.
Yes, you know, I would never try to pat myself on the back. I've always been very self-deprecating, and I've always thought much lower of myself than others have thought of me. But this means so much to me. To be able to express your ideology, your thoughts, to take statistics and quote them when you're debating somebody about subject matter, why is this a bad thing? Why do people then want to quiet you and shut you down? I think the worst argument anyone could ever give is to want to quiet you and throw you off the air.
We got to take a break. I'd love to talk more about that with you on the flip side if you can stay with us. The one and only Anthony Kumia, everybody. Stay tuned. Good sense and a
sense. Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com, participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0° sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child, or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3666. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
Welcome back, everybody. We're with the crew icon, Anthony Cumia, formerly of the Opie and Anthony Show, nationally known, to say the least. Anthony's going to be starting his own podcast and talking about some stories that are right in our wheelhouse, or some subject matter, rather, that perhaps you would have heard us talking about over the course of the last 10 years. And Anthony, I was just so refreshed to hear you answer in the way that you did, not knowing how you were going to answer that question in advance. And, you know, the things we talk about here, you mentioned crime earlier. You know, we've had Pat Buchanan, for instance, on this show several times, and he's talked about crime statistics that have been compiled by the United States Department of Justice and other entities such as that. Well, you can't mention black-on-white rape statistics for some reason.
No.
You know, you get shouted down as a racist. And I don't want to oppress anyone, and I'll let you take it away from after this. And I don't want to lord over anyone. I believe in equal rights for all, special privileges for none. I say that every show. But at the same time, I don't buy into this, to the politically correct point of view that everyone can be proud of who they are except for white people. I mean, I do agree that everybody should be proud of their cultural heritage, but I'm proud of my family too, and I don't have to hate myself to be a good person. And I'll let you take it from there. When did you become aware of some of these realities?
It's really infuriating when you see what white males are just the abomination of the United States right now. They're looked at as jokes, as horrible people that are so against diversity and everything. And then when you look back at the history of this country, the achievements that white males have made in this country is astounding. And regardless of what diversity might bring to this country, you can't discount what white men have done for this country. When you watch any of the footage of any of the Apollo programs over the years, and you look at the control room of Mission Control, what do you see? Do you see diversity there? Honestly, let's be honest. You're seeing white males smoking cigarettes, drinking coffee at the console, and putting people on the moon. How is this a horrible thing? How is this something to look at and say, we need to change this by injecting people that do not pay attention to the laws of this country, do not assimilate to the cultures, do not work and contribute to this nation? Why is this a good thing to then add these people into the formula to make this a great country? Diversity for the sense of just diversity is not a good thing. And when I talk about race and try to be open and honest about it in this day and age, you're chastised. You're looked at as the racist. By the way, the word racist is now a goof. It means nothing. When you talked about racism years ago, when people were literally lynched for the color of their skin, that was racism. It's been so taken down 800 notches to just disagreeing with someone of color. Now you're a racist because you disagree with someone of color. We're in a very dangerous place right now, and I am going to address all of these issues on my show in an an honest fashion, without any censorship, any regulation, no barriers on language. We're going to use real language that people use on a daily basis. And believe it or not, we're probably going to have a little fun, too.
Well, listen, I can guarantee that if this is any sort of even a toned down preview of what they can expect on your new podcast, we're going to get you to plug that in a second. They're going to be in for more than they can handle. And just listening to what you're saying, you're so right. I wrote a book about that in 2010, What Racism Is Now. And a writer once said that political correctness is a war against noticing things. And yes. If you notice things and you're honest about the things that you notice, they will declare war on you. And I think you've already been through that last month. You're going to be in for it a lot more after word of this interview gets out, I can promise you. But that's okay, because how are you ever going to come to real solutions if you can't talk about things without fear of reprisal? And you can say, I mean, people can say that we're completely off base, that what we're saying is completely wrong, and that we, you know, but it should at least be debated. But you're quite right. I mean, what racist is now is just, it's anything. It's a sociopolitical nuclear bomb is what it is. And they hurl the R word at you to make you shut up. It's used to stifle dissent and freedom of thought. And basically a white person, racist means white person now. If you say anything other than what is approved speech, you are a racist. It means everything. It means nothing.
God, dude, could I really want to just hang out with you and drink a few beers and talk for a while.
Well, listen, you know, I want to tell you, you've actually had...
We are on the same page, my friend.
You've had a bigger impact on this show than you realize. Scoop Stanton, who was in charge of booking you tonight, actually got into radio and joined our staff because of the influence that you had on him. And I don't know, Scoop, are you still there?
Yes, I am. And I am just in awe. Anthony, I can honestly say is because of you, Greg Opie Hughes, and Jim Norton that I want to get into radio. I listen to you.
My friend, I'm honored, man. I'm honored. Thank you. I hope you make some kind of an impact. And, you know, our show is always, the Opie and Anthony show has always been known as kind of a goofy, funny show. And I love that. It's always what I wanted to do. But I also wanted to talk about things I was very passionate about, and really get that kind of feedback on it. And the whole racial issue in this country is very, very important to me. And I really want to talk about it. And then I get people that also say, well, you live in a really nice neighborhood. Why do you care? Well, I care about my country and I care about where it's going. And I think there's a problem in this nation that is not being addressed and needs to be addressed. And it's violence. And I talked about this when the story that I got fired was that I went into Times Square. I took some photographs at 4 a.m. With a $5,000 camera. And it's beautiful. New York City is beautiful at 4 a.m. It's a giant city lit up like crazy with no people in it. So you really can get some amazing pictures. So I took pictures of New York City, a lot of people, workers, Con Ed workers, and I snapped pictures of some people just walking down the street. I snapped a picture of a black woman. She heard the shutter snap, turned around, walked up to me, called me a white mother effer, and punched me in the face. I reacted with zero violence. Zero violence. I put my forearm up in front of me to protect myself from her punches, but I never struck her. And by the way, I'm a licensed concealed carry, New York City concealed carry. So I don't have a gun on me. I had a gun on me. I did not even think about pulling it out because I didn't feel my life was being threatened. So I reacted with no violence. When the situation was over, I reacted by talking about it on Twitter. I tweeted how angry I was, how I felt there was a problem with violence in the black community, how angry I was at this woman for doing what she did, and for the people that then surrounded me and was on this woman's side, even though she was doing nothing but assaulting me for no reason. And I was fired for that. I was fired for reacting with zero violence in real life and talking about how angry I was on Twitter. How
Anthony,
is that not bizarro world? I'm sorry, yes.
I know we only had you for 2 segments. Can you possibly stay for 5 more minutes?
I'm here, dude. I'm here. Go.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental. Where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Welcome back, everybody, to what has turned into, and I mean this in all sincerity, one of the most memorable interviews we've ever done. And certainly the caliber of guests doesn't hurt either. But Anthony Cumia, and certainly, Anthony, I wanted to give you a formal opportunity before we continue on with some other questions to give an extensive plug to your website. We've been talking about your new podcast, obviously, your new show, that will start on Monday, August 4th. So 2 days from today, debut episode's going to happen. But give us that website and all the who, what, where, when, and why information.
Yeah, it's anthonycumia.com is the website. I'm going to be doing a show Monday through Thursday from 4 p.m. East to 6 p.m. And it is literally uncensored, completely unrestricted. I will never, ever curtail anyone's speech, any of the calls. It's going to be very listener interactive. They're going to be calling in on the phone lines that I have, Skyping in, Pal Talk, and anything they want to talk about in any honest language they want to talk about. I'm not going to tell anybody they can't use words, certain words. This is a completely open and honest radio show where nothing is off limits.
We're certainly looking forward to that. Scoop, are you still there with us?
What's that? I'm sorry. I didn't hear that.
Well, no, I was asking if Scoop Stanton was still there with us. But you've given our audience so much to think about. I want to thank you again for being a truth teller. And for being, and this really is, you know, certainly, as I always say, you know, even the indignities that we have to suffer in terms of the name-calling and the completely irresponsible and overzealous name-calling, you know, that pales in comparison to the sacrifices of blood and bone that real patriots have to have sacrificed to give us this country in which we see our freedoms, you know, rapidly eroding. But at the same time, it does take a significant amount of courage, because you can count really on your fingers and toes the people in the media who, well, would you need you all your fingers and toes to talk about the people who are talking about these issues? I don't think so. And, you know, you saw it recently, the noose is tightening, you know, no pun intended, but you saw Sean Bergen. Are you familiar with the Sean Bergen story there in New Jersey, where he was fired for just mentioning the correlation between illegitimacy in the black community and violence? I mean, you literally cannot go off the reservation at all on any
I have him lined up as a guest on my show, as a matter of fact. He spoke his mind about things he's seen. He's been there. He's been walking the beat as a newscaster in some of the hardest places in New Jersey to live, some of the most gangster neighborhoods. And he spoke honestly about what he feels is the problem in the black, one of the problems in the black community. Illegitimacy, no father in the family. Sometimes, a lot of times, no mother. It goes up to the grandmother to raise children. And if no one can actually see that this is a problem, and if you address this problem, instead of just firing the person and silencing them, how about an open and honest debate? And if you could honestly debate this man and come up with a cause or reason for these problems that is better than what he has stated, then do that. Instead of trying to silence somebody, when you try to silence someone's opinions, I think you have no other recourse. When you try to silence someone, you don't have a way to argue with them, so you just want them to be quiet. I love when someone says something that I disagree with, that I'm able to then jump on and debate and make them look stupid and make them look like I have the facts, You don't. When you want to silence someone, it's obvious you have nothing. You lost. So let's just pull the racism card, the sexism card, the misogyny card, the homophobic card, whatever it is, and shut people up instead of debating them. It's a cop-out. It should be obvious to people. I don't know who doesn't see this. When someone wants to silence you, they lost the argument.
Right. Anthony, this is Scoop Stanton again. Now, when you were in, got fired from SiriusXM, this show and a handful of others supported you 100%. Is there anybody that you're surprised that did not support you? Because I can name a few, but I'm not going to throw their names under the bus.
Yeah, there are a couple of people that really didn't come to the table. I think the listeners think that people should really, like, come to my defense. There are some people that didn't jump to my defense, but I understand that. They're in a business that is run by this PC world that we're in right now, and it would be very detrimental to their careers. I understand this. And I've gotten certain DMs and emails and texts from these people that let me know that they do stand behind me, but we're in a screwed world where it's very hard to express yourself without repercussions in an open and honest fashion. So I do understand other people that have just been very negative as far as I'm concerned with what I've said. And, you know, I shan't be having them in my home.
Right. Besides Mr. Bergen, you want to give the listeners who else you're going to have in the compound?
Oh, who else I'm going to have as guests?
Correct.
Man, well, I don't want to announce it now because I don't want anyone to ruin it. But Tuesday, it's my first guest. I start Monday. Tuesday is my first guest. It should be really fun. He's been on the Opie and Anthony show before, and it's going to be him and a very large entourage, let's say. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to do it out by the pool. My whole idea of interviews is not to do just a microphone and a face thing. I want to use my entire house. So I have this beautiful outdoor pool area that I want to have interviews done in, or the bar, which sitting at right now, or the movie theater. The racism pays. So I'm going to utilize a lot of areas of my house for sets and whatnot, and have a lot of other guests. I already have a lot of people booked, and it's Knockwood working out very well. I'm very excited about this. A little apprehensive, but I think it'll work out well.
Outstanding. Here's a question from the pests, or what the pests would ask. Are you going to bring have Bobo or Lady Di as guests on the podcast?
No, I've seen this a lot on Twitter. There is no way in hell, and I almost slipped with a bad word, but I realize you are on regular radio. No way in hell either of those are ever going to be on my show.
Well, from this past, I say thank you, sir. Now,
yes,
my partner,
many do.
Right. Now, my partner in crime, Mr. Edwards, he's a fan of karaoke. Will he be doing some karaoke with some of your firearms?
God, that is so, you know what? Yes, absolutely. And one of the things I want to do is have some of the guests that come on the show do interviews. Why wouldn't they do a little karaoke? You know, have some of the guests that might want to sing a few tunes, have a little fun, maybe throw a 50 cal in their hands and see if they could finish a song holding that heavy bastard.
How much does that Barrett weigh?
It's pretty heavy, but it's got to be.
Right.
And boy, when you shoot it, it's not so much the kick as it is that concussion. Man, it feels it. The best way to describe shooting a Barrett 50 is it feels like you have the flu for 3 seconds.
outstanding. Here's another question back to what happened in July. Why do you think the media never found the lady that accosted you and assaulted you?
Well, first of all, I don't think she even knew what happened, because I truly believe she was a whore. I think she's a prostitute. At 4 a.m, I'm out there just trying to take these lonely, empty New York City street pictures. But if you're walking around like that, dressed like she was, alone, I would assume she's a prostitute. So she probably has no clue what she has wrought on people's lives. But yeah, there's no way to find it. She's just another random, horrid, violent person that will never be heard from.
We got another commercial break coming up. We only have one more segment left in the show. You might make it a full hour if you can.
Dude, I'd love to hang. Sure.
All right. Stay tuned, everybody. We're going to wrap it up with the one and only Anthony Cumia.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3666. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Well, we decided to make it an all-night affair with Anthony Cumia. We're having so much fun. We didn't want the party to stop. And, again, very excited about the launch of his forthcoming show on Monday, particularly under the new format, if you will. And I will tell you this, Anthony, and having talked about these issues to the extent that we're able for the last 10 years, the people will be with you. You know, there's certainly a small cabal that you know, runs the organized media, the establishment media, and they speak with one voice as an echo chamber when it comes to these sensitive issues, these critical issues that must be discussed, or there should at least be a candid debate about it. Whether we're right or wrong, let the people decide. But I will tell you that we get overwhelmingly positive feedback from the real people who actually listen to this show. Now, I'm not going to have any friends at CNN or MSNBC or anywhere else, but if the people are what matters to you, I think that this career change may have been a blessing in disguise. And as Scoop Stanton mentioned earlier, I guess it was a couple of weeks ago, we spent a solid half hour defending you well in advance of knowing that we would ever, you know, have a chance to have you on the show. But I just basically said that you were dismissed by SiriusXM for not appreciating the multicultural experience of having a black female attack you.
Yeah. I honestly believe if that was a white chick on the street and she had gotten into my face, this wouldn't even be an issue. Wouldn't even be an issue. My mistake, if you even want to call it that, was that I was commenting on this woman that assaulted me, jumped to violence immediately, and I combined that with social commentary. So people were able to take a little bit of both of those things and mix them together. And, of course, in the world we live in today, I'm then dubbed a racist. Yay! It's one of those situations where it's taken out of context. There is nothing I said, by the way, or tweeted that I regret, that I think was wrong, or that I would ever apologize for. It was true. Everything I said had happened, and everything that I had tweeted about as far as my social commentary goes is backed up by statistics. It's also backed up by a lot of community reverends and pastors and community leaders that talk about this violence in the black community, because that's what got me in trouble when I said there's a problem with violence in the black community, and everyone jumped on me. Meanwhile, you could every weekend there is some rally or march or sit-in, whatever you want to call it, about violence in the black community. But it's black pastors and reverends that are saying these things. The second a white person brings it up, you are Satan. You're the pariah. You're a racist. But honestly, there is a problem with violence. It's out there. It's not even arguable. You can't argue that there isn't a problem. But if you're a white guy mentioning it, there's a problem.
Well, let me tell you, it's something that should not be discounted in this interview. And of course, everything you said is spot on, absolutely correct. I mean, the R word is just an intimidation tactic. And if more people will do like you have done and just say, you know, you're not going to get me with that, we're going to talk about these things, but I'm not going to apologize, that is key. If people will just say,
yes,
just say so what or whatever, you know. But this is the thing that should not be discounted, is that you did not apologize. I mean, we have covered these weak-in-the-knee media types that offer these groveling, just, you know, absolutely nauseating
it's
apologies.
Pathetic. It's
more than pathetic.
The apologies, and they get fired anyway. So it's like, why are you doing this?
And they get fired anyway. I mean, where have you been for the last 10 years? We should have done this a long time ago, because you see everything so clearly. And it shouldn't be surprising that someone with the mind that works and is a free thinker and has common sense that would, you know, draw these conclusions. A lot of people do. It just seems as though no one in the media does, or at least is willing to be honest about it. And who you are. And this is like a breath of fresh air, but I want to take this all the way to the top if we can. And I think I'll know your answer to this, but feel free to, you know, answer it or not. But, you know, the president's obviously got a white mother and a black father. He identifies as black. You know, he doesn't identify as a mixed race person. He identifies as black. Is that at all surprising to you?
No, not at all. It's of course the president's identified as black, because I think what the black community wants is a power base. But you need to work at a power base. You can't just have it handed to you. So when we look at the president of the United States, I think every black person was looking at this election like, well, now we have the country. we're going to be able to get what we want. And when that didn't happen, things started changing. I think we started seeing a lot more violence and a lot more violence against white people, black-on-white violence. This is a direct result of this artificial power base. If you want power and you're in the black community, start a business. Clean up your community. This artificial power of saying you can't say this word. Oh, we don't want you to use that word. That's not real power. Real power is you run businesses. You run your community. If you shut down what you're doing on a daily basis, it would have an effect on the state, the county, the state, the country, whatever. But just this artificial power base of I'm black, the president's black, you need to agree with me, is crap. It means nothing. Work for your power base, and you will then get the respect that should come to anybody that that is working and contributing to this country. Respect doesn't come from saying, respect me. It comes from something you earn by going out and making something and contributing to the country and not being a burden.
Well, and you need to have an honest, it's almost as if, and I don't want to paint with a broad brush here, but as if a significant percentage of the black community, let's just put it that way,
mm-hmm.
has become like a petulant child. You know, someone that just thinks
yes.
that they can throw a fit and get what they want. And, you know, I think it could definitely be argued that the lot in mm-hmm. life of most black families was better 60 years ago than it is now. They think that they've gotten all of this and that, you know, they've gotten the shakedown thing going here. But if I was a leader of the black community, and I try to serve as a voice for my family, for my people, I think everybody mm-hmm. should have those their unique group interests represented. But if I had been born a black man, I would think and I would hope that I would have enough integrity to say, you know what, we're not better off than we were before. I mean, in terms of having voting rights
right.
and all of that, that's fine, that's true. But in terms of, you know, are the black families really doing better in America today than they were before? I would try to be a leader for my people rather than just trying to shame other people. And I don't think you see a lot of blacks in the mainstream that are operating from that point of view. There's not a lot of, you know, Bill Cosby's, for instance. But nevertheless,
right.
listen, I want to tell you, this has been an absolutely riveting hour of radio. It's gone by far too quickly.
Love it.
I certainly
Love
want
it.
To maintain lines of communication if we can. This has just been absolutely amazing, and I thank you
well,
for
this
it.
This is the open and honest dialogue that people clamor about but never really want to hear is what it is.
Well, it was a conversation about race. I mean, who was it? It was Amy
right.
Holder that said we need to have a conversation about race. This is what it sounds like, Mr. Holder.
Yeah,
you know,
this
not,
is what
it
sounds
you
like.
It's not white
and,
people
and
for all the
Sorry, this is what it sounds like. It doesn't sound like just total agreement and all this crap that does nothing over the years and just perpetuates this horrid behavior and burden that we have in this nation. Let's really talk and really solve problems.
Well, for any solution to ever be reached, you have to have an honest discussion, and we've had one for an
yep.
hour, and I look forward to listening to you have that for many, 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 many
Thanks,
more
man.
Years to come on your program. I wish you the very best. I can't thank you enough for giving us your time this evening. Give us that website one
Love
more time.
It.
We want everybody to be a listener.
Yeah, anthonycumia.com. You sign up. You're going to get Monday through Thursday from 4 p.m. Eastern to 6 p.m. Starting up Monday, and it's going to be really fun, but also provocative. There's no restrictions, no censorship, no bosses. This is going to be a lot of fun, man.
We can't wait. Best of luck to you, and let us know what we can do to help.
Thanks a lot, man. I love talking to you guys.
Me too. It's been an honor. Anthony Cumia, everybody. Let's have him back again and support his work.
Thanks, man.
We've got to support the honest people. We've got to support the truth tellers. Political correctness is a disease, folks. Don't buy into it. Cultural Marxism is a death sentence. What a show tonight. What a show. And it looked like it wasn't going to happen. We had had Mr. Cumia booked before the end of the first hour, and crossed it is live radio after all, but it turned out to be divine providence because we ended up with him for a full hour. And again, I want you to know that I had no idea exactly how he would answer these questions. I don't think it could have gone any better. I want to thank him, and I want to thank Scoop Stan for making it possible. And we'll be back with you live here on the Political Cesspool a week from tonight. God bless you, everybody. Live life the way we do, without retreat, surrender, or apology. Good night.